It's 26 after 10. It's TLC and Unpretty, and it's something they could never ever call you, Garth Wiley. You're far too snappily dressed. Can I go as far as to say metrosexual?
Well, look out.
Metro.
Designer stubble, you think? I walk into the studio one day and there's a brain cam on. I never know what to expect when I come into the studio. So you need to
Expect the unexpected when it comes
to me.
So tell us about, if you got a chance to jump on our webcam and have, is that designer stubble? Are you?
Oh, look, I don't think it is, but you know. If we're saying metrosexual, then it probably fits the bill.
But if you say, you've got to say metrosexual.
Oh, sexual.
Yeah, that's how you got to say it.
It just doesn't feel right, does it?
Were you ever a snag? I bet you were.
No, absolutely. Well, maybe.
Yeah, see, there you go. Isn't it? No, I wasn't.
Whoa. It's always fun.
There was no such thing as a sensitive New Age guy.
I don't think so.
It was like New Coke.
Yeah, well, that was
ridiculous.
Wrong anyway, wasn't it?
Now, we need to talk about movies. They're coming out thick and fast. And a couple of great new movies to see. We all love a comedy.
We do.
And we keep saying, Tony, I caught up with a couple of weeks ago, and we had this really great discussion about movies, that he only loves going to see movies that have got a message. You know, something like A Lion or, you know, a Shawshank. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
absolutely.
He wasn't a fan of just going in and basically kicking his intellectual shoes off at the door.
You need to have an escape from reality sometimes, and these type of films do that.
I totally agree. And this one is called Fist Fight.
Parking lot. After school. It's on.
Oh, it's on.
What's your emergency?
There's a crazy guy at my high school. He's trying to beat me up.
If you have a problem with a bully, I need you to speak to a teacher.
I am a teacher.
You're a grown man. Now go on and take that ass whooping.
I love that. You're a grown man. Go and take that ass whooping. Dear.
And doesn't Ice Cube, he has that very distinctive voice. He's come a long way, hasn't he, over the years?
Yes, he has. He has.
He's an enjoyable character to watch. And this is a group of people of comedians that always come together. So you'll see very familiar faces. You won't be able to know their names straight off, but you'll recognise them from, you know, films like, you know, Horrible Bosses and that sort of very, very ridiculous, stupid, funny type films.
And there is nothing wrong with that.
Oh, as I said, escapism to leave your cares at the door. That's what we like.
I'm very excited because I'll be back.
Yeah, not that T2, though.
What?
We're not talking Terminator here.
We're not.
20 years on, T2. This is Trainspotting.
Choose life. Choose Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hope that someone somewhere cares.
Missed you, mate.
I missed you too, Spud.
Choose looking up old flames, wishing you'd done it all differently.
Do you still take heroin?
No.
And choose watching history repeat itself.
You know, I only saw the original Trainspotting about 5 years ago, and I was exhausted after watching it.
Oh, these are gritty. These are, you know, films that are talking about messages and very deep themes. These are amazing films, but I could tell you what, they definitely deserve their R18 plus rating. So be warned before you come out. Everything that probably could be offensive, you know, to you in a movie will be in there.
Yep.
And very, very strong messages attached to this film. Ewan McGregor is one of the lead actors in this film, and he does an amazing job. So if you loved the first one, I'm sure you'll absolutely love this one as well.
And if you haven't seen the first one, go back and see it.
Watch the first one,
but
yeah.
Be prepared to be...
Oh, look, these are assaults on your senses.
Exactly, yeah, exactly right. What else have we got? Anything in the headlines coming up over the next couple of weeks?
Look, just keep an eye out. You know, there's a lot of films coming out that we're bringing back from back in the day. We've got Point Break this weekend, and you might want to also take a look at our In the House festival that's running around town as well. Some old films like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and I know 2NUR is doing a lot of work behind the scenes with bringing that to the towers
Mark
as well.
Mark Rourke loves Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
And I think Stand By Me coming up on the 3rd of March. So that'll be a good one.
Excellent. Lots happening, mate. We'll have a chat to you next Thursday
Thank
morning.
You.
Garth Wiley from Event Cinemas, 29 to 11.